The two unions worked together in the State House during the last session to win the right to organize the home care workers. The Service Employees International Union, or SEIU, and the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, known as AFSCME, were then prepared to face off in a hard-fought door-to-door election campaign to win votes. But SEIU organizer Matthew McDonald says his union is dropping out because the rivalry threatened to get too divisive.
Having a big fight that could potentially get very negative here in Vermont over a unit of 7,000 home care workers in Vermont was not in the best interest of our union or really in the best interest of building the labor movement here in Vermont.
McDonald says SEIU was at a disadvantage in the contest because AFSCME already has a strong presence in the state through its representation of some government employees.
And that the fact that we don't have members here in Vermont, to introduce ourselves to the Vermonters, we had to introduce our track record in other states and talk about what we've done nationally. And we had concluded that the majority of the home care workers in Vermont seem to respond better to what kind of accomplishments do you have here locally in Vermont.
The decision to withdraw leaves the field clear for AFSCME. State Director Carolyn Klingelsmith applauded SEIU's decision.
Providers wanted to be represented by a union that had the history and experience here in Vermont. So I think a lot of the support really comes from that.
Ballots will go out to the workers on September 9th and must be postmarked by September 27th. Klingelsmith says if the drive is successful, the next step is to negotiate a contract with the state.
We're really ready to get to the bargaining table, getting through this election in a timely manner and allowing the providers to get to the bargaining table with the state and start talking about real improvements to the program.
The bill passed by the legislature designates the home care providers as state employees for the purpose of collective bargaining. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon in Montpelier.